I have with me Nick DiPaolo. He's joining us today. He has he is just a brutally honest comedian. And he has a special out called Brutally Honest. And it's called A Breath of Fresh Air. So he's honest in this special, right? And it's called A Breath of Fresh Air. And it is nice to hear someone tell the truth. Nick, welcome to the show.
Jesse Lee, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you, man. Same here. Nice to meet you as well. And I definitely appreciate it there. So, Nick, you were before you came out as a conservative, you were a popular comedian out there, right?
That's a good way of putting it. I didn't, Jesse, I didn't really come out as conservative. They pigeonhole me that because, as you know, in show business, which is ultra liberal, if you lean right on 2 out of 100 issues, they make you out to be a Nazi.
Yes.
So it's a whole different, as far as grading goes. Yeah, they think I'm a conservative, which, I'm a comedian who happens to lean right in his politics. They always use the term conservative comedian, but I'm a comedian first who happens to lean right in his politics. And I don't hide that in my act. I never did because I just sort of speak what I see as the truth.
Yes.
And to me, people always go, well, you got to balance it. You can't, Michael Jordan said that, that he doesn't talk politics because both Republicans and Democrats buy sneakers.
Yes.
And I say, well, a lot of Democrats steal them if you watch what goes on in Chicago. but I tell it the way I see it. Right now, the right makes a lot more sense to me. And I'm just a traditional guy. But so it's helped me and it's hurt me. I was on a show called Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. Back in the early 2000s, and I went on a rant on that show. Patrice O'Neill, my late great friend, was on there, and I used to, talk honestly. I'd talk to him the way I talk to anybody else.
Yes.
And people thought that was outrageous, and me and Patrice really liked each other. He liked me for that fact. I liked him because he was very honest. But when, like you said, when you're a white guy and you kind of speak the truth, you get treated differently, at least in show business. So, so I went to the internet and I'm going to do it this way. There's a million ways to skin a cat, right?
That's right. and so were you surprised that when they came after you, were you surprised that they would be so serious about this?
On the Tough Crowd show?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I wasn't really surprised because I knew the business I was in and who ran it.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a complete surprise, but the way they try to pigeonhole me, racist and it's the same baloney. I've been following politics for years, so it didn't totally surprise me, but it did make me stick out, which was good. It gave me some notoriety because there's a lot of people that think like you and I do, Jesse.
Yes.
So it gave me some notoriety. But it also, people who run the industry probably said, HBO would never give me a special. And I worked for Chris Rock on HBO for a couple of years writing for him. And, HBO threw me aside and I knew things were going to be different. So, but long as it's funny, if it's funny first and you don't get preachy, like Netflix, I couldn't get a Netflix special today. I'm a 57-year-old. The only way I could get on Netflix is if I was a Native American hermaphrodite. with it slash trans with a wooden leg, So I got to do it this way.
Amazing. You played for Pittsburgh Steelers at one point, right?
No, I did. And then my alarm clock went off and I got up and went to work. No, I played a little college football up at Maine, which is really far from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, I see. It was Antonio played for them, right? Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown played for the Steelers.
Right.
And I'm a Patriots fan. I grew up in Boston, so I have mixed feelings. I'm a bit of a hypocrite. I would watch all the antics he did with the Steelers and all the stuff he put the Raiders through, and I said, this guy's just a crazy a-hole.
Yes.
And then when I found out he signed with the Patriots squad, I really like this guy. I think he's got some.
I hear that I've never seen the guy to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I know he black. And I hear that he's a good football player, right? Are they allowing him to be so crazy like this because he played football well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, even if he was, I don't know, in today's society, even if he was a black politician, look at Maxine Waters. She's crazier than Antonio Brown. They let her get away with it. So I think she runs as fast as him. No, he's, yeah, I mean, anytime a guy like that can make people millions of dollars, they're gonna give him some leeway, you know. And but Bill Belichick and the Patriots, they do it really different. And but they handled Randy Moss. I don't know if you follow football. He was a head case when he came to the Patriots. They sat him down and said, none of that baloney. This is the way we do it. And so we'll see if it lasts. Because he, Antonio Brown is really crazy.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, I ran track. I played a little basketball, but I ran track. I love track and field, right? And we had to act a certain way, dress a certain way, because there were young people watching the games and getting involved, and we wanted to set a standard. Why did that standard that was in sports at one time change? Now it just, I mean, they wear this awful-looking hair. They just act any kind of way, all these stupid, ugly tattoos.
Yeah.
Why did they change the standard, the class of it?
I'll tell you why. Because pop culture is now our culture. You know what I mean? And pop culture's into all the... There used to be a line between professional athletics and Hollywood and show business. Now they've merged. A lot of these guys... I saw this receiver, Terrell Owens, years ago, another crazy black dude for the 49ers, who said, I'm an entertainer, man. And you're not an entertainer. You're a great athlete.
Right.
Just because people find you entertaining, what you do, does not make you an entertainer. Athletes, but now Hollywood has merged with the NFL. You know, you got Jay-Z involved. They have red carpet awards. It's all become one thing now. So they dress the way movie stars, you know, hip-hop industry. It's all merged. And like you said, standards have dropped in this country. I can't picture, like, you know, when did you wear a suit? What was this? how long ago was this?
That's amazing. You're right about that.
I picture you dressed like Malcolm X, you know, going to your track event with your bow tie.
Another thing I noticed that even I am doing a lot now more than before, I wear shirts that you wear on the outside rather than wearing inside your pants. That seemed to be a norm now, where before we couldn't wear our shirts outside of the pants.
Well, I give the brothers credit for that one. I think they started that. That and the work boots. I dress like a black guy. I'm 57-year-old white guy. I wear my shirt on the outside. I wear work boots some of the stuff is good, but some of the stuff you look at, like I'm trying to think of some of the athletes who dresses real crazy in the interviews after the game. Some of the NBA players.
All of them.
They have zoot suits on and.
Yeah,
You know what's funny, Jesse? As I get older, that stuff doesn't bother me. I like the fact that these guys have a sense of humor about themselves. But we live in a society; it's all about individuality. Nobody wants to conform, and this is what you get. You just go around, walk around the local mall. You'll see 12-year-old girls with tattoos of rifles on their neck and purple hair, and so some of it's good. And pop culture is dominated by black culture, so they sort of set the lead for entertainers and professional sports. And standards have changed.
Yeah,
I don't want to sound old, but you got to be focused on what you do for a living. You can't be calling the white owner a plantation owner, and that's where they lose me, you know.
And the reason that they are doing it, Nick, is because white people. And especially white men are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to disagree with the blacks. They're afraid of being called a racist. Do they not understand that as long as they have that fear, it's only going to get worse for them rather than getting better?
That is exactly right. It really is. It's cowardice by white corporate guys in suits.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. If you don't speak up, which is why my special is so popular, Breath of Fresh Air, you can see it on YouTube. It's I always spoke up when it came to race and stuff, and you're absolutely right. They never push back. And I noticed that when George W. Bush was in office. The media would trash him, and he would not fight back.
Yes.
And it got us a Barack Obama. So
yes,
you
absolutely.
You do have to speak up, but you do take a risk, like you said, because if you're white, it could cost you your job. And it's white people doing it to white people. It's white liberal people who are doing it to white people. And
absolutely.
And if I'm a black guy, I'm going to go along for the ride, you know?
But, amazing.
Yeah. You got to speak up if you're a cracker.
I got to ask you about Chris Rock. I mean, not Chris Rock, sorry, David Chappelle.
Yeah.
I was visiting with my PR guy the other day, and he showed me this comeback of David Chappelle.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was an absolute crack up. And I'm like, Dave Chappelle is making a comeback now, but he's under attack by the Alphabet people. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I watched the special. I know Dave Chappelle. And he's one of the best comedians to ever do this. In my personal opinion, Richard Pryor and Chris Rock have nothing on Dave Chappelle.
I agree.
This guy is smart. He's as funny as hell. And I watched the special, and it was as good as anything he's ever put out. My only problem, Jesse, with this special is not the special. It's the reaction to the special, where people keep calling Chappelle fearless. And I'm saying, well, first of all, he's black. He's not going to get in trouble for anything. He's famous. He's already got a zillion dollars in the bank. So I don't think he's taking that big a risk in saying this stuff.
Right.
I've been saying this stuff as a white guy for almost 30 years now. And the reason nobody knows me is because I've been talking like that. But I Chappelle is as good as it gets. I thought that special was phenomenal. And I'm glad somebody's pushing back against the LGBTQ. I'm so tired of it. I mean, they make up 5% of the total population. Why do we? They must make up 80% of people who run show business. I don't understand our obsession with gay people in this country. But Chappelle nailed it. He nailed it. He pointed out he blamed the audience. He said, "You're the people who get people canceled and stuff." It needed to be said. And I watched that special, and I was watching, and he touched on about six things that I touched on in my special,
which I
did probably 2 or 3 months prior to Dave Chappelle. So it's so funny, the reaction coming. Mine's very popular, too. I mean, it's got 750,000 views in 4 months, and the positive to negative ratio on comments is like 28-1 in my favor.
Nobody's
calling me fearless. Well, my fans are.
I
love Chappelle. I love him. Absolutely genius.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. You make a good point. Yours is doing very well because you have the courage to speak up anyway. And I want white Americans to know, even though you call names and they try to attack you and take away your stuff, you still need to speak up anyway. Because if you continue to speak up, be brave, you're going to beat out the ones who hate you, because love always overcome hate, right? And so I was glad to see Dave make a comeback, because he went away for a while. I think he was attacked by Oprah and all those liberal black folks. Oh, you shouldn't use the N-word. You shouldn't say this or say that.
Right.
He disappeared for a while, and I was disappointed to see that. But and now he's making a comeback, and I'm really happy to see that.
Well, the difference is he disappeared it was his own choice to. It's not like they shut him down. He's like, I'm going to take a break from this. This guy controls his own destiny. Whereas if somebody white comes out and it was that forward with it, I mean, somebody really famous,
right?
A white guy as famous as Chappelle, they would shun the guy from the business. But Chappelle, Comedy Central gave him a ton of money. He walked away from some of that. Netflix gives him like $40 million a special or whatever. So, there's some risk involved, but I absolutely watched that thing, and I said, this is as good as it gets. And
yeah.
I'm glad somebody that famous pushed back against the political correctness, which is ruining us, which comes from the left, by the way, does not come from the right. It's white liberals who have, in the mainstream media, have us at each other's throats. I don't know about you, Jesse, but when I go outside and I interact with black people, I don't feel that tension that I do when I'm watching TV And they have us at each other's throats, the libs.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell the people who the alphabet people are. The LGBT, what?
The lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, trans. They've added about 11 letters. I'm a white guy. I can't say any of these words. I'm down to like a Q and an F. I have like. But yeah, showbiz is a very gay business. It's a very gay business. Hollywood's a very gay business. I didn't know that till I got into it. And not that there's anything wrong with that, just saying. And they protect their own like everybody else, but they seem to be calling the shots.
So Hollywood is controlled by the homosexuals?
I don't know if it's controlled by the homosexuals, but I've read all these theories on the internet that it was started for gay men. And boy, I lived out there for 4 years, and you know, I saw a lot of guys walking down the street in assless chaps. And I lived in West Hollywood. I lived in West Hollywood. I'd look at the building next door to me at night. I'd look up and they were doing a drag queen show on the roof of the building like every Wednesday night. I go, where am I living? What am I doing? But you know, so I don't know if they control it, but it's just they make up about 5 or 6% of the total population. Yet you and I spend about 90% of the time talking about them.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
That's right. It's a comedy crowd. Are the comedy crowds tougher now?
Yes and no. Like I went, New York City's tough, but that's where I developed my act and the political correctness. The last time I went on in New York City, you know, the Comedy Cellar, which is a great place where I developed my act for years. But yeah, there's a definite bunch of millennials sitting there. College age students who have been brainwashed, you know, they'll laugh at everything that comes out of a black comic's mouth. Then I come up and they go, "Who is this Hitler?" And they get all quiet, but then they laugh despite themselves. And there's always a couple tables who absolutely love me because you know what, the millennials, Jesse, a lot of millennials are sick of this PC baloney.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely.
I got a lot of young fans of all colors. I did a show in Tempe, Arizona a couple of years ago. I had a family of Latinos. There must have been 10 of them, surprise. And they come up to me after the show, and they were the biggest. They were in their early 20s. And then I was in Philadelphia about a month ago. I had two black girls in their, I'd say, late 20s drive 3 hours to see me. And it's refreshing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's refreshing to know. Let me ask you, Jesse. I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Why do some people like yourself, black people, get it, and some don't? As far as what the truth is.
That's a good question. I'm not into my blackness. I'm into what is right. I'm into treating people the way I would like to be treated. I'm an American, so I'm just into being me. And I love making jokes about people and about whatever. I like being free, and I just refuse to let anyone take away my freedom of speech and my Second Amendment. And I'm just going to be me. I'm an American. I'm not going to cower down to the color thing or hating anyone, really, but just be honest.
Well, you just hit it on the head. I mean, it's about the truth.
Yes.
Now, people out there are saying, well, everybody has their own truth. No.
Uh-uh.
The truth not subjective. There's one truth.
Yeah.
And it seems to me the people that lean right, like yourself, that are traditional, but for the truth.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That's Joel. Joel is black.
Hey, Joel. Joel, put down the guitar, will you?
He black. I got to ask you this, and then I want you to tell the folks how to get. I want them all to see you, especially there. There's this woman, ESPN, she used to work for ESPN. I think her name is Jamila.
Jamel
Hill. She's made a suggestion that football players or sports players should go to black colleges rather than the white colleges. And it's like she wants segregation again.
Yeah.
And so it seems as though black people. What are you doing, Joel? It seems as though blacks don't know what they want. These black like this woman. What do you think about what she suggested?
I think Jemele Hill is a racist. She hates white people. She hates Trump. She hates anything. I mean, she said stuff about Trump, you know, in tweets that got her in some hot water. If you can get in trouble at ESPN, which is owned by Disney, which is the most politically correct company in the world.
Yes.
If you can get in a little trouble there. They should have booted her a long time ago. She's just an out-and-out racist, in my opinion. And, I mean, to say that, and you're right, the left, people like her want segregation. Harvard has separate graduations now for black people and white students. It's like, okay, so now you're agreeing with George Wallace, the white, you know, the guy who said segregation now, segregation forever. Well, you're agreeing with people that you were called racist. You were calling racist for 50 years. Now you want what he wants. So maybe those white racists in Alabama were right. Is that what you're saying, Jemele? I mean, can you imagine coming out and saying, hey, white people, you know what? Let's just stick to white schools. And I noticed diversity isn't very important on the Grambling campus or on the Howard campus or Morehouse State. I noticed diversity is not that important at these black schools. But I think that's horrible because I don't want to watch an all-white football league.
When I read the statement on the show and she was suggesting that the black players go to the black schools or whatever, I'm like, I bet you white people are saying, yes, finally.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. And if white people are saying that, it's not because they don't like black people.
Right.
It's like they're just sick of the PC.
Yes.
You know, all lives matter baloney, all that stuff. It's making it very hard for white people to, you know, you're going to turn us into racist if you keep. But I think you're right, Jesse.
Yeah. Nick, you got to tell the folks how to get to your website, how to see your special called Breath of Fresh Air. Tell the folks how to get it.
Breath of Fresh Air is on YouTube. I put it out there for free. And it's 4,000 or 5,000 people a day are still watching this thing.
Right on.
Some people calling it controversial. And if you want to tune into my show, you go to nickdip.com. That's my website, nickdip.com. And I have a streaming live show like yourself that I do Monday through Thursday from 11 Eastern time till noontime. And that's Monday through Thursday. We put it out there for free on Mondays. And if you want to subscribe for the last three shows of the week, you just go to nickdip.com and sign up. And people are signing up like crazy. We've added almost 70,000 YouTube subscribers since January. So,
amazing.
I appreciate your time, Jesse. I saw you on Fox News a lot. Always been a fan, and I appreciate you having me on, man.
Thank you very much. One last question. I hear that you are Italian. Is that right?
Well, I say I'm Italian, but like the late, great Patrice O'Neill said, well, that means you're black. And I said, he says, you get black blood in you. You're not. But I'm more Irish and English than I am Italian.
Oh.
I'm like 49% Italian and, you know, 51% Irish and English. So
so you're white.
Yeah. that's the rule I go by. Yes, I have to fill out white on all the applications but when, you know, when I need money from the government, I check black. You know?
It's an honor meeting you, Nick, and I wish you well. If I could be of any help, let me know.
Absolutely, and I want you to come on my show because I've been a big fan for a long time. Thank you, Jesse.
I appreciate it. God bless you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Amazing. Funny. Check it out, folks. A breath of fresh air. It's amazing.